This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. A business merger could impact your health care, as two big systems in Colorado say they plan to join. Here's CPR Health reporter John Daly.
Advent Health and Intermountain Health signed a letter of intent to form a joint venture. That's according to a press release from Advent. The proposed affiliation would bring together Advent Health's five hospitals in the Denver area, including Avista and Porter, along with locations in Castle Rock, Littleton, and Parker. It'll add three Intermountain hospitals, Good Samaritan, Lutheran Hospital, and Platte Valley. Also part of the deal, off-site emergency and urgent care centers and dozens of medical practices and clinics. The deal is expected to close early next year and must win approval from regulators. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Fishing restrictions are ramping up on rivers in western and southern Colorado. CPR's Dan Boyce says drought is putting extra stress on fish populations.
16 different rivers and streams are under some kind of fishing restrictions. Josh Nearing with Colorado Parks and Wildlife.
I'd say this is probably the most closures we've ever had on rivers.
Water levels are low, oxygen is low, and water temperatures are high. That's dangerous for cold water species like trout. Most of these closures are voluntary at this point. CPW is asking anglers not to fish between noon and midnight. That will help trout survive through the heat of the day. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Near the Aspen Acres fire in Pueblo County, residents in the town of Rye are being allowed to return to their homes today. While the evacuation order is being lifted, residents are still warned to beware of possible flash flooding if heavy rain falls later today on the burn scar. You can find more news at CPR.org and in the Colorado Public Radio app.